The man at the center of the government's case against Arthur Andersen pleaded guilty today to a single charge of obstructing justice. David Duncan was Andersen's top auditor on the Enron account until Andersen fired him in January. Duncan and his former firm are both charged with destroying documents and emails from Andersen's audits of Enron. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Houston, Duncan's guilty plea puts Andersen and its former employee on a collision course.
Before today, Arthur Andersen could still hope that David Duncan might not cooperate with the Justice Department and instead ally himself with his former employer. That hope died today with Duncan's plea agreement. The former Andersen partner pleaded guilty in federal court this afternoon to knowingly, intentionally, and corruptly persuading Andersen partners and employees to destroy documents to conceal evidence from a federal investigation. In return for his plea, Duncan will become a central witness in the Justice Department's case against Andersen. On October 22nd of last year, Enron announced that the Securities and Exchange Commission was investigating the company's off-the-book partnerships. The next day, Duncan asked Andersen employees to make certain that their Enron files complied with Andersen's policy about shredding documents. That request was understood by employees as an order to destroy documents. According to court papers, Andersen employees had to work overtime to keep up with the shredding, which went on for nearly 3 weeks. The shredding was finally stopped when Andersen was subpoenaed. Duncan told investigators that there were several meetings and teleconferences with senior Andersen partners in Houston and Chicago in early October about how to respond to the allegations of wrongdoing with the Enron account. Duncan admitted this afternoon to ordering his staff to destroy evidence and said he himself participated in the document destruction. The admission of guilt by one of its partners puts Andersen in an even more precarious legal situation. In January, Andersen fired Duncan and charged that he had orchestrated the shredding effort. But after the company was indicted in March on obstruction charges, Andersen shifted its stand and became more conciliatory. Lawyers for the company now say that although David Duncan may have exercised poor judgment, that neither he nor Arthur Andersen did anything illegal. Andersen attorneys have said they would be disappointed if Duncan were to admit to a crime. Duncan was released on his own recognizance, and his sentencing date was set for August 26th. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Arthur Andersen's criminal trial is set to begin May 6th. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.